A solution to pollution. California's beautiful beaches may be in danger. People sometimes dump trash on them, leaving the beaches ugly and polluted. The state cannot afford to pick up all the trash. Fortunately, Californians lend a helping hand. Each year, 50,000 volunteers grab large garbage bags and rakes. Then they head to the shore for a busy day of work. On this special day, the world's largest garbage collection takes place. California has many beautiful beaches along its 1,100 miles of coastline. Clean changes. Coastal Cleanup Day is usually held in mid-September, at the end of the beach season and before school starts. There are more than 700 cleanup sites in California. Areas targeted for cleanup are on the coast, in waterways, and around other wildlife areas. California's day is part of International Coastal Cleanup. All 50 states and over 100 countries participate in this global program to team up to clean up. The program also helps raise awareness about coastal pollution. Planting for Change. Buena Park High School is one of many schools that takes part in this event. In 2004, students helped by working in a wildlife refuge. Seal Beach National Wildlife Refuge near San Diego is a huge salt marsh preserve. Many endangered birds live in this wetland habitat, including California brown pelicans. Buena Park teens and adult helpers spent 4 hours working in the wildlife refuge. First, they cleaned up the area. Then the class planted native plants that would grow naturally in this environment. Native plants are important for wildlife. They provide proper food and habitats for animals and insects that live in the area. The students made sure to utilize their knowledge about the marsh to make it safer for the native critters. Families, service groups, students, and neighbors join forces for California Coastal Cleanup Day. Students help preserve the coastal environment and make it safe for wildlife and vegetation. Making Time. Since California Coastal Cleanup started in 1995, more than 750,000 Californians have taken part. Their efforts have helped remove 12 million pounds of trash on the state's coasts and waterways. Worldwide, volunteers have removed 116 million pounds of trash. Each year, they promise to remove even more. Many of the schools that participate in California's coastal cleanup sign a coastal pledge. The pledge, or promise, asks students to do 5 activities that will help clean up the environment. The activities emphasize working together and having fun. Written in the Sand. The California Coastal Commission also holds an Ocean Day Kids Cleanup each May. While cleaning up the beach, the kids learn about marine life. They learn how pollution harms ocean animals and plants. Many classrooms pledge to help out throughout the year. One sixth grade class from Los Angeles picked up trash along the Los Angeles River. A high school in Stockton, California, cleared garbage along a 4-mile stretch of beach at Half Moon Bay. Other schools adopted a beach. They keep it clean all year round. Sending a message. At the end of the day, the kid helpers stand together in the sand for a photo. Their bodies spell out a giant message, such as PROTECT or SOS, Morse code for help. Thousands of kids from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Huntington Beach, and other areas look forward to this day every year. The students and adults who work together realize the good that comes of their hard work. They know that as a group, they are helping to make a difference in the world. The word protect and a dolphin are formed by 3,000 kids on a Los Angeles beach.